This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember all those times you've heard me and many others say consumer spending accounts for a huge chunk of the American economy? All right, now repeat after me. Say this out loud. How can you expect me to spend when that very same American economy is still shaky? To which I say, I know, right? Retail sales figures for the month of June were announced today. Dismal is not too strong a word. The third straight monthly decline, something that hasn't happened since the darkest days of 2008. Oh, and it's not just sales that are depressed either. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
Lately, it feels like the bad news always comes first.
I'm sorry for being so pessimistic, but that's how it is. So this retail sales report was just a very bad report.
Chris Christopher is senior principal economist with IHS Global Insights. One reason he sounds so down is that the decline in sales started in April. And after those numbers were released, the government revised them downwards.
So things are worse than we originally thought in April as well.
In case you weren't already depressed.
Read the newspaper, listen to the news, and what do I see? Greece and Spain and all the problems there and how that impacts us as consumers.
Jim Roberts teaches marketing at Baylor University. He says it's no wonder consumers are hesitant about spending. And even though gas prices went down last month, that doesn't mean extra cash for us to spend. Roberts says many of us have been paying for gas with money we didn't have.
We're still spending money on credit cards, and so the money's, I'd like to think there'd been a big uptick in savings, but there just hasn't.
Time for some less bad news. For those Americans who are financially stable, a lot of the problem could be in our heads. That's according to Barbara Kahn, director of the J.H. Baker Retailing Center at Wharton.
I mean, if you just lost your job yesterday and didn't spend money, well, that's understandable. But if nothing's really changed in your life, but your spending patterns have radically changed, why is that?
It's nerves. But Chris Christopher says, if you can, go ahead and take that vacation. Bonus, you'd be helping to boost the economy. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.